This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up? What's happening? Monday, June the 2nd, 2025, right here on 106.7 The Fan. This is B. Mitch and Finley. We'll take you up to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow, live on location at the Purple Heart Open. I know that's one of, you know, the big events we do yearly here at the Fan, so I know the fellas excited for that. I'm excited for today's show. We got a lot on tap for you. 94 days until the start of the NFL regular season. We'll talk plenty of NFL coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. What is more likely in 2025? What is more likely in 2025? Fresh off of an NFC title appearance? Fresh off of finding out that you actually have one of them ones at the quarterback position in Jaden Daniels? What is more likely in 2025 for the Commanders? Making the Super Bowl or missing the postseason? We'll do that coming up at noon. We'll also get a little bit of Commander superlatives in as well. So a lot to get to, but I have to start with the Washington Nationals, man, in fuego over the weekend. And yesterday they cooled off a little bit as they could not wrap up the series finale against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They were 3-1 losers yesterday. But can we have a little fun to start the show? Who cares about what happened yesterday? Saturday, and look, I'll be very open, honest, and transparent about this, right? I don't catch many Nats games in its entirety. I normally don't watch from the opening pitch. But I got the chance to do that on Saturday, and boy, did they make me look smart for doing so. The Nationals, in the first inning on Saturday against the Arizona Diamondbacks, 10 runs in their 11-7 win. I know you're probably saying, damn, well, they scored 10 runs in the first inning, only scored 11 on the game, but that's not important. Their first 11 batters reached base as they scored 9 runs before the Diamondbacks even recorded an out. Can I repeat that? Because it's absolutely crazy. Their first 11 batters reach base, and they scored 9 runs before Arizona even got an out. It's the second most in the majors since 1961. So, quite literally, a historic weekend for the Washington Nationals. And it's crazy because I keep going back to the Ken Rosenthal piece that was published in The Athletic last week, really, you know, highlighting the Nats and their inability to draft, develop, and retain talent, right? So, to me, and the irony about all of this is over the past couple of weeks, and I'll pull up the exact numbers here in a second, not only does the, now that we sit here on Monday, does the timing of that article kind of look silly at this point, the Nationals are actually playing really good baseball. Heading into yesterday, and obviously they lost the series finale to Arizona, but heading into yesterday, they were winners of 4 in a row. They had won 10 out of their last 13 and a whopping 38 runs over their past 4 games. If you looked at that series versus Seattle at the tail end of last week and then the weekend series with the Diamondbacks, 38 runs, now it's what, 41 runs scored over the course of the past 4 games, and they finished the month of May with a record above 500. So for all the talk about it being doomsday around here for the Washington Nationals, I think they're playing pretty well. I'll even take it a step further. This was actually leading into yesterday via Nats communication. They had had the best record in all of Major League Baseball dating back to May 14th. So this talking point of this group being out of it, this group being dead in the rights and one of the bottom feeders of Major League Baseball, I honestly don't agree with it. And maybe there's some recency bias going on here because of how well the fellas have played here over the past month plus. But you talk about the inability to draft and develop talent. Can you see Brad Lord, who has been in fuego out of the pen over his, you know, past seven or eight appearances? Can you talk about, you know, Cole Henry, who's been amazing in the pen over his, you know, last couple of appearances as well? A rookie at that. So it's interesting. That's just in the pen where it really felt like doomsday. When you talk about just the way the first month plus of this season went, it looked like this bullpen, there was no saving them. There was no silver lining, no saving grace. Obviously, they've parted ways with, you know, Lucas Sims and Colin Poche, and they've made some changes here. But I think big picture, the big story with this group obviously is the way that James Wood is hitting the baseball right now and looks like one of the true bona fide stars in all of Major League Baseball at just 22 years old. But, like, for all of the hoopla, and I don't know how much time, Landfill, you guys spent on this last week, the Ken Rosenthal piece, but for all of the hubbub about the Nats' inability to draft and retain talent and then being bottom feeders, they sure don't look like it right now. And I get it, right? It's the we're just getting into the month of June. Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up next month, toward the end of the month. Right now, the Nats are five games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. And when you think about what's coming up and what's on tap for them this week, see, Nats communication could put out, you know, the record since May 14th, and we can go in and look at all the teams that they've played. This week it gets real, because you got the Chicago Cubs coming to town, and they've been one of the best teams in all of Major League Baseball to start. And the thing that excites me the most about this series is you get to see the Cubbies with your two horses, right? Mackenzie Gore going to get the start on Tuesday. Jake Irvin will get the start on Wednesday. If you're not familiar, Nats fans, in terms of what has gone on this year with Mackenzie Gore, last year the big talking point with him was, well, where's the consistency? Can he do it over the course of 162-game regular season? He has been lights out to start the year, leading all of Major League Baseball in punch-outs, and really giving this team a legitimate number one ace. And I know what the conversation has been surrounding Mackenzie Gore. We talked about this Friday night on Overtime. Well, on another team, he's just a number three starter. He's just a number four starter. When you lead all of Major League Baseball in strikeouts through the first 57, 58 games of the season, you are indeed a number one ace on any team. So I don't really want to hear that. Look, the season, long way to go, right? But they're competitive, and it seems like if they can continue to play well, they'll be within three or four games of the wild card spot coming up at the end of July with Major League Baseball's trade deadline. So for all of the talk, Ken Rosenthal dipping the pen in blood before going scorched earth on the Washington Nationals, maybe, just maybe, the conversation surrounding the Curly W's a little bit too premature. Bobby Blanco of Masson.com going to join us coming up at about 10:30. We'll get his thoughts on the West Coast Nats as they were out taking on Seattle and Arizona over the past two series. They're back at home starting this afternoon. You can hear all the action, of course, right here on The Fan. The big thing, though, that you know I care about from this weekend, I am a basketball nut. I'm an addict for the NBA. And I'm actually here to speak some gospel. I'm actually here to speak some truth, because it feels like every time I hear anyone 30 and older talking about the NBA's product, talking about what this year has been for the association, it feels like it's plenty of negativity. It's plenty of vitriol. People are hating. They're jealous. I'm obviously being facetious when I say that. But the NBA this season, to me, has been brilliant. Now, I won't tell you, if you're trying to introduce your son or your daughter or your nephews or your grandkids to the NBA, don't turn on regular season NBA basketball. The product is not what you would want it to be. But this postseason, I think it's been as good as anything I've ever seen. And we now have the NBA Finals matchup set. Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers moving past Bodega Cat and the Knicks over the weekend. So now the Finals actually set. Thunder and Pacers, game one of that series set to start on Thursday. So you all know I'm super excited for that. But I do want to address this narrative that a Pacers-Thunder Finals is bad for basketball. Because it feels like that has been the main talking point online, is how terrible Pacers and Thunder is for the Finals. Two small market teams talking about Oklahoma City and Indiana, but who gives a damn about their geographical location, right? Think about who spearheads both of these rosters. And if you all out there are sicko Wizards fans like me, you look at both OKC and you look at both Indiana and go, that is a team-building strategy that I think is replicable. That is a team-building strategy that I feel like the Wizvengers, as I like to call them, right? Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk. That is a formula that I think they can replicate. And talking about, you know, both of these teams, the Thunder, yeah, they tanked, but their ability to wheel and deal in the trade market allowed them to set themselves up for success long term. Same thing with Indiana. You look at the key stars on the Pacers, their big three, quote unquote, Tyrese Halliburton, Pascal Siakam, and Miles Turner. Two of those three guys are acquired via the trade. So there's this thought process. Look, I was as geeked up as you all were when the ping pong balls dropped and it was announced that we were going to have the number 6 overall pick. I damn near wanted to punch my television. That's how angry I was about it. But to act as if you can't team build without the number 1 pick is poppycock. I call poppycock on 100%. 100%. It's real deal, though. So I'm excited about it. And maybe just because I'm a big basketball fan compared to the average Joe. But a couple of numbers here that really kind of tell you, you know, just how abnormal and unusual this finals matchup actually is between these two teams. So it's the first time since 2007, this is weird, that the finals will feature two teams that didn't play on Christmas Day. And I actually thought the Thunder would have played on Christmas Day. They were the number 1 seed last year in the Western Conference, so they should be getting their flowers. But the other thing is this Thunder and Pacers finals going to be the first since the luxury tax was put into place. None of these teams are taxpayers. None of these teams are dealing with all of the ridiculous layered ramifications of the new CBA in the NBA. So it's different. It's just different. At least one team was a taxpayer in every finals where the luxury tax was in effect. Overall, 26 of the 44 teams in the NBA finals since the luxury tax have been taxpaying teams. So the idea of you having to have multiple, you know, Supermax guys on your roster, I mean, these two teams are showing it's a fallacy. And it's crazy, right? We always like to tie it back local. What was one of the main talking points this year with the Washington Commanders in terms of why they were able to have success, why they were able, you know, to outkick their coverage and punch their ticket to the conference title game? Synergy, right? Camaraderie, loving each other, being a band of brothers. All the, you know, cliche things that you hear in the movies, that was true about this year's Commanders team. I think it's also true about the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are now matched up in the finals. Two young teams that are growing with each other as players, but also growing with each other as like men. Like, I think people sort of underscore this a lot when we talk about sports. I'll use SGA, for example, who I think is probably the most criminally underrated star of the 2000s. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder, probably the most criminally underrated star of the 2000s. Before that Western Conference Finals series started between, you know, the Thunder and the Timberwolves, I think if you were to ask the most casualist of NBA fan, what would they tell you? Because we already crowned him last year. Oh, Anthony Edwards, better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Anthony Edwards, the future of the NBA. All of you gray beard, old curmudgeons out there, joking obviously, right? Crowned Anthony Edwards last year. We were getting Michael Jordan comparisons. But in reality, I think you saw this postseason and you saw it throughout the regular season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, without a shadow of a doubt, is the best player in the NBA. In the season that he had this year, in terms of team success, right? Thunder, a 68-win team, best point differential ever in the history of the NBA, but you don't want them in the finals, right? Because they play in Oklahoma City. Give me a break. What we saw this year from Shai, like I said a moment ago, probably the most underrated season of the 2000s in terms of what he was able to accomplish. If you combine his point total from the postseason and the regular season as we get geared up for the finals, it is the most points by a player since Michael Jordan in 1993 when they were, you know, going into the finals. So for all this talk about the NBA not being in a good spot, for all this talk about the league being in a bad place, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander here to save the day. Maybe Tyrese Halliburton here to save the day. That's the other reason why I look at this matchup and go, if I'm Adam Silver, if I am the powers that be in the NBA that are, you know, keeping a close eye on wanting the game to grow and all that, think about these two teams, Indiana and Oklahoma City, young, super long runway. And for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's already, for my money, the best player in basketball right now. Tyrese Halliburton, if you've gotten to get an intro to him this postseason, you know what he's about. So two of your young stars going head-to-head in the finals, and that's bad for the NBA? I can't subscribe to that notion all the way. It's kind of frustrating for me. I did want to let you hear some post-game audio from the Western Conference Finals, or the Eastern Conference Finals, rather, as the Indiana Pacers were able to become victorious on Saturday night. Pascal Siakam, of all people, we all know about Swaggy P, Nick Young, Playoff P, Paul George. The Eastern Conference Finals MVP was Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. Here's him talking post-game about winning the award.
Right. No, it was cool. I mean, I didn't know they had a trophy for that, but I'm excited. I mean, I'm happy. I'm blessed, man. It's been a crazy journey, a lot of ups and downs, and I'm not the guy that everyone's going to talk about a lot and all that stuff, and I really don't care about it. You know, I'm just a young kid from Cameroon that's, you know, moved to the U.S. when he was 18 years old and gave everything to the game of basketball. Like, and I just work every single day. I don't cheat the work. Like, no matter good games, bad games, I'm in the gym. I care about the game of basketball, and I want to be as great as I can. And to me, that's all that matters, man. Like, all the other stuff don't really matter. It's cool. It's pretty cool, though. But the work continues.
The work continues, man. Pascal Siakam, if you're not hip to his story, he got you up to speed a little bit there in that bite. Just somebody that embodies what it means not to let your circumstances dictate your work ethic. Came to this country at 16 years old. And now is the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He's already got a championship ring with the Toronto Raptors, so one of the best stories to me in all of the NBA. Your finals matchup set, Thunder and Pacers. Game one of that series comes your way Thursday. We got a lot more to get to as we roll throughout the program. Alex Ovechkin, we got some clarity on his future from his wife, of all people. We'll talk about that coming out of the opening hour of the show. When we come back, though, Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com, going to join us. Give us the latest on the Washington Nationals playing well as the bats were in fuego out west. Bobby Blanco joins us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Be Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. And Lynnell Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow out on location at the Purple Heart Open, one of our favorite events here annually here at the Fan. So super excited for the fellas to get to participate in that. We open up the show talking about the West Coast Nats, as I'm calling them now, man. They take a trip away from home, spend a couple of days sleeping in somebody else's bed, and all of a sudden, the Nats bats are in fuego. Joining us right now via the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is our guy Bobby Blanco of Masson.com. You give him a follow on the X app at Bobby_Blanco. Bobby, what's going on, buddy? Is your body clock doing all right?
My body clock has been messed up since my son was born in December, but I'm well-suited for a West Coast game, so... Yeah, man, we're hanging in there, hanging up late. I'm glad they're coming home, so we can kind of get back to a normal schedule somewhat this week with the Cubs and Rangers in town. But, hey, that was a fun West Coast trip, huh?
I was about to say, man, yeah, look, I was saying at the start of the show Saturday night, look, I normally don't watch, you know, Nats games in their entirety, and it's hard sometimes to catch it right off the rip, but I was lucky Saturday. Got off here on the Fan, was able to go home, chill for a little bit, and then – watching the late night Nats, I mean, that first inning on Saturday, literally historic. First 11 batters reaching base as they scored 9 runs before Arizona gotten out. Have you ever witnessed anything like that before?
No. I mean, you know, it's rare enough to see a team bat around in any inning. You know, that happens every once in a while, but that's still pretty rare. And then to not only start a game like that, that's even rarer, and then to not also record an out in the process,
right?
And that, like you said, historic, like that never happens. And you know, that was kind of just like the epitome of how they were swinging the bat this week or this past week. You know, I know that they were held to one run yesterday against Corbin Burns, even though they knocked him out a little earlier due to injury, but they ended up out hitting the D-backs, which is kind of a frustrating way to lose that game. They could have swept them. When one for eight with runners in scoring position, left eight runners on base. But, you know, you look at the four wins that they had in Seattle and Arizona, they scored 9 or more runs in all of them. And then, yeah, that first inning on Saturday was just unbelievable. So, you know, I think the Nats have been kind of waiting for this kind of offensive production to see if they can keep it up. I mean, obviously you're not expecting to score 9-plus runs right every single night, but, I mean, just get some more consistency, because I feel like the starting pitching – has done a pretty decent job of keeping them in the game. The bullpen has been more improved since the start of the season. So if this offense can be somewhat consistent like this, again, not scoring 9 runs a game, but, you know, 4 to 5, I think that's enough to, you know, to keep this team in the game and win some more games as we get closer to the All-Star break.
So you mentioned the bullpen, right? And that's a group, obviously, that's been heavily scrutinized since the start of the year. The irony of the Ken Rosenthal piece, I think, is kind of interesting now that we sit here talking about the inability of this organization to draft, develop, and retain talent. Speaking of the bullpen, man, Cole Henry has been a big ball of excellence. What have you seen from him this season, and how much of a surprise is it that he's come in here and been, I don't want to overstate it, Bobby, but been simply flawless every time he gets the ball?
I mean, he has pretty much been flawless. He's only given up an earned run in one of his 18 outings, and that one outing was kind of like in a cleanup mode during that like 19-5 blowout loss to the Mets. So, you know, that was just kind of a day where they like, hey, we need someone to just kind of eat this, and Cole Henry was the chosen guy. You know, the rookie gets the bad luck of the draw there, but otherwise, yeah, like you said, he has been lights out. I mean, two shutout innings the other night to close out that game on Saturday after they jumped out to an early lead and Arizona made it close in the later half of the game. He's been great. I mean, this is a kid, for those who don't know, I mean, he's a former second round pick back in 2020, was always a starting pitcher, and had a lot of injuries coming into start his career, most notably thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, which we know, pretty much ended the career of Steven Strasburg and other pitchers. Like, a lot of pitchers don't come back from that. And the thing about with Henry was that the only positive from that was that it occurred early in his career. He was still young enough where, okay, you have time to kind of build back up and try to make something of your career after this injury, you know, with Stras happening after he turns 30 and other pitchers, like, it's just too little too late, unfortunately. But when it happens younger, there's a better chance that you can come back from it. It's still very hard. And he did it. And, you know, he was slowly ramping up over the past couple of years, pitching in minor league games, had not made his major league debut yet. And this spring, they decided to try to make him to a full-time reliever along with Jackson Rutledge. And, yeah, he's been lights out. He's been great. He's always had great stuff. It was always a matter of the injuries and to see if he could develop into a starter to go deeper into games. But, you know, I think they've been able to kind of put all of his strengths into short spurts because he is pitching one inning at a time. He can go two or three if he absolutely need to, but he's getting more high-leverage situations right now, which has been great, and he's taken that and ran with it. And I think this is a great story for him, obviously, personally, but for the Nationals as well, because like you mentioned, their struggles in the draft in recent years. I mean, to get anything out of him, Jackson Rutledge, who's a former first-round pick, like, you know, that you need to get some kind of major league production out of these high draft picks. And, you know, not every starter wants to go into the reliever role because, you know, starter gets kind of all the glory when it comes to pitching. But, you know, he's really embraced it. I talked to him a while ago. He, like, mentioned that, like, you know, all this group of young Nationals relievers, like three of them, him, Jackson, and Brad Lord, are starters turn relievers. And he kind of like, you know, we're like the old linemen of baseball. Like, we get none of the glory, you know. It's like you're only getting noticed if you do something really good or really bad. So he's doing really good right now, so that's a really good sign.
I think that's an excellent way to put it, calling themselves offensive linemen. I think not a lot of glory, not the sexiest position in the world, but as we've seen this year with the Nats, I mean, pivotal when you're talking about, you know, a win-loss record. Joined right now by Bobby Blanco of Masson.com. give him a follow on the X app at Bobby_Blanco. Bobby, Masson threw up a pretty interesting graphic over the weekend on Saturday during the broadcast, kind of highlighting just how good Papa James – first of all, I'm now calling him Papa James, by the way, and I think the whole DMV needs to get on board with that as well. As you all don't know, anytime James Wood hits a homer, you get 50% off your online order at Papa John's the following day with the promo code JW50. With that being said, Papa James – there was a graphic that was thrown up Saturday on the Masson broadcast comparing his first 136 games to two other big-time hitters that have come through this organization, talking about Juan Soto and Bryce Harper. Obviously, very early, he's got to have sustained success. But what you've seen from him thus far, does it surprise you still on a day-to-day basis how effortless he swings the baseball? And then I know Saturday there's a lot of talk about, you know, well, is he DHing too much? He makes a ridiculous throw to home plate to throw a guy out, so you're seeing the defensive chops as well. Is there anything, Bobby, that James Wood can't do, and what type of star do you think he's going to ultimately turn into here?
Well, my biggest question over this past week with James is, you know, on the West Coast, what happens if he hits a home run after midnight Eastern time? Do we get the pizza
right.
the following day? Is it that day? Like, I need to read the fine print on that promo. Nothing's really surprising. I think, you know, following him since the trade up the minor league system, getting to know him, I mean, like, talking to people around the organization and the industry, everyone's kind of knew that this guy was different. He was built different. He has that superstar capability. You know, in that trade, you're talking about him and Robert Hassel. You know, Hassel was the higher rated prospect at the time because he was, I think, already at Double A or just about to reach Double A in the Padres system. And he was kind of more of like, sure thing, like, you know, he's at least going to be a solid major leaguer. James Wood, though, was the guy that was going to be like, hey, you could have a superstar on your hand right here if everything goes right. And yeah, that graphic was super interesting, and I think it's cool because, you know, it is hard to compare him with Juan and Bryce, just because Juan and Bryce, you know, they've won MVPs, they've won Silver Sluggers, Juan's won a World Series, you know, they've just been around longer and have more experience. But you know, you're comparing them to, you know, their first, what was it, 150-something games.
Mm-hmm. 136
games,
yeah.
Yeah, so, and then, like, so that's a small sample size, but, like, something that they all had to go through. And, you know, Bryce Harper being the number one overall pick and Juan Soto being this, you know, diamond in the rough superstar talent that the Nationals found in the Dominican, you know. And then now here comes James Wood, who they acquired, ironically, for Juan Soto. And, you know, he's putting up similar, if not better, numbers than they did and when they were in his shoes. So, you know, it's super interesting to follow. I mean, I unfortunately for James, you know, I think that comparison is always going to follow him,
yeah.
especially as his superstardom grows, right? Like, you're always going to try to compare him to Juan, compare him to a young Bryce, whatever he does, just because that kind of comes with the territory of being this young, unbelievable talent. But I think he handles it very well. Nothing really surprising with him. I think, like you mentioned, the defensive play, that was maybe a huge question mark coming, if there is such a thing as a huge question mark with him. But one of the bigger question marks was, you know, how will he hand up defensively? He's super athletic and everything, but we saw him struggle a little bit in left field at the end of last year. Trying to adjust at the major league level is difficult. And I think he's done really, really well so far this year. I mean, the athleticism right there and his height.
Right.
I think I've already seen him at least twice rob home runs just by standing at the wall and reaching up. Like, he doesn't even have to jump, like, which is ridiculous. The defense was the maybe one area of concern or question coming into this year, but I think he's answering it really well. And, you know, the DHing part, I get people are kind of frustrated with it, but you know, you're looking for this guy to play 150 games in a season and not wear him down too early. Keep in mind, he also was only a couple months removed from a hamstring or groin injury, I think it was, in spring training. So, you know, I think the more he can get off his feet, the better. But, yeah, I mean, his defensive value is only going up out there and left.
100%, man. It's been fun to watch. Speaking of the outfield, I mean, if Robert Hassel continues to hit the ball the way he is and then Dalen Lyle continues to show promise at the plate. I know he's hadn't hit it extremely well in terms of reaching base, but contact's there. He's having long at-bats. What happens when Dylan Cruz and Jacob Young get healthy? What is the dilemma that Davey Martinez and company are going to be facing here?
Oh, that's a great question, and it's a good problem to have for sure. I think that whenever Dylan is ready, and it's tough to know when that will be, obliques are tricky, but whenever he is ready and coming back, I think his job is secured. I mean, he's such an important part of this team's future and this team's season this year. Like, you need him playing every day if he's available, no matter what, alongside James, alongside CJ, you know, K-Bear, Louie, whoever else. So I think whenever Dylan's ready, he'll be back in there, and that his job's not really up for question. The only question would be Jacob Young, and it seems like Jacob's closer to returning than Dylan is. So I think we'll find out tomorrow whether or not Jacob Young is about to start a rehab assignment. That'll probably be pretty short, I would imagine, especially if it goes well. So you could see him back in the majors maybe by this weekend. But when that comes out, like, you know, who goes back down to AAA? I think you're going to see Dalen Lyle go back down to AAA just because he's still so, I mean, he's doing well, like you mentioned, like he's doing everything you could have asked for in terms of, you know, he needed to come up to replace an injured player before he was fully ready. But, you know, the bat isn't quite there yet. He's had some moments, but it's not very consistent. I mean, the defense has been great. The base running and speed are obviously there, but this is a guy that only played 18 AAA games before getting to the major. So I think he could use a little more seasoning down at AAA, which is not a bad thing. That's not a, you know, a dig at him. That's just the way it goes. And Robert's been playing well enough where I think he can make the case interesting for whenever Dylan's ready.
Yeah.
If Jacob Young isn't performing offensively, we saw him struggle at the beginning of the year offensively. And we know the defense is great, but he hasn't really been able to produce much at the bottom of the lineup. And if Robert can provide pretty much the same level of defense while adding more pop to this lineup, that might be a tough call for Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez to option him down to AAA and keep Jacob Young up here just to, you know, and not really progress so much offensively. So I would be looking to see, you know, Jacob Young, yes, you want him back healthy, but he also might be trying to fight for his spot against Robert because Robert's playing very well.
So this is the elephant in the room, Bobby, and I'm gonna speak on something that maybe people are timid and shy about. If it gets to a point where James Wood is not one of your three best outfield defenders, what is the issue with DHing him? And I understand it's the timing of this conversation is kind of ironic because Josh Bell has all of a sudden woke up from the dead. But what is the big hubbub about DHing him? Would it be considered a slight?
Yeah, I think it could be. I mean, you don't want to rub him the wrong way. Like, you don't want.
But if he's not one of your best, Bobby, what message are you sending to the rest of your clubhouse if you're putting three guys in the outfield that aren't the best at their job?
But we also just said, you know, he's getting better.
Right.
I mean, like, I agree.
For sure.
Like, it's, you know, if all cards on the table, you know, and you don't have names attached to them,
right,
you're probably picking Dylan, Lyle, Hassel, Young as better, maybe even Alex Call as better defenders than James Wood.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think you can make the argument that, yeah, sure, he should DH more than he playing the outfield because the other guys are better defensively. But he is improving. And I don't know, he's still, what, 22, 23 years old?
For
and
sure.
He's not losing games for you out there. Like, it's not, like, that bad when it is bad. Like, it's still just, like, a little, you know, not as good as the other guys. And those guys are elite defensively, so there's no shame in that. I think he has the capability of playing at a high level defensively out there. He's still kind of adjusting. We're seeing the improvement. Yeah, I know it is an interesting question, though, when you do get everyone back healthy and do you DH him more? I've heard people mention, do you move him to first base, which I think is that's, we're so far away from that. Like, he is not there yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it is an interesting question. I don't think you're going to – because he is capable of doing it. I don't think you're going to go to him and be like, hey, you know, we don't think you're good enough out there, so we're just going to DH you every single day. And
and
you also don't want him getting rusty because, you know, like,
very true.
Injuries happen.
Right.
He's going to have to play the outfield at times, and you don't want him, like, losing that step, especially when he is – getting better the more he's playing out there, and then all of a sudden cut him off. I think that'll set him back a little bit. You don't want to do that either.
For sure. Definitely showed over the weekend, Bobby. More than capable of making big-time defensive plays from the outfield. Bobby, we appreciate you giving us some time as always, my man. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. That is Nats Insider for MassinSports.com, Bobby Blanco. Give him a follow on the X app at Bobby_Blanco. A lot to get to as we move into the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up at 11, who will be more favorably viewed in their sport over the next 5 years? Jaden Daniels or James Wood, who we're just talking about? Wood off to a historic start, a crazy start at just 22 years of age. We obviously saw what Jaden did during his rookie season for the Commanders. When we come back, though, a big Caps PR blunder that happened late last week, we found out on Friday, probably wasn't a mistake. We'll give you the details on that next. This is the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Okay.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for both B. Mitch and Finley. They're back with you tomorrow out at the Purple Heart Open. Always a super cool station event. Super excited for them to get to participate in that. A lot more to get to. Coming up, top of the 11 o'clock hour, we will get into the Washington Commanders a little bit here. Damian Woody of ESPN. One of the few pundits out there that kind of feels like they're not drinking the super sweet, thirst-quenching Commanders Kool-Aid right now, fresh off of the NFC Championship game. I wanted to get to something that broke late Friday. I got to touch on it a little bit over the weekend here on The Fan. The Caps said Thursday, they had to come out Thursday and release a statement saying that no decision had been made on Alex Ovechkin's future in the NHL after an email was sent out to season ticket holders. And in that email, they were advertising that, you know, next year is going to be the final year of Alex Ovechkin with the Washington Capitals. Now, if that is the case and actually the case, I don't think anybody should be surprised by it. You cracked and beat Wayne Gretzky's goal scoring record. You've already, you know, hoisted Lord Stanley's, you know, trophy. You've done everything you've been asked to do here in DC. You've done a lot for the community. I don't think anybody, any Capitals fan out there should be disappointed if Alex Ovechkin chooses not to sign another extension with this team. But the blunder that Monumental made is kind of what I want to tap into here. Just the whole handling of this situation to me seems weird. So the Caps came out Thursday and said, no decision has been made yet. Fast forward to Friday afternoon in a sit-down. Landfill, how do you pronounce this? Is it Natasha? It's N-A-S-T-Y-A. It's the wife of Alex Ovechkin. So I believe it's Natasha Ovechkin. Revealed that her husband plans to play the final year of his NHL contract with the Capitals next season and then return to Russia for good. This is via RMNB. If you follow them on Twitter, Russian machine never breaks. They're always first on the scene with all the Alex Ovechkin news. This is the quote. Alexander still has a contract for a year. So we will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow, to our homeland. We will stay in Russia. Yes. So here's where I kind of got annoyed. Maybe I'm off base with it. Maybe I am completely missing the boat totally. Doesn't this feel like a big blown opportunity for the Monumental Sports Network, who has wrestled and tried to put any type of good local programming on? Wouldn't the Alex Ovechkin, this is my last year farewell tour press conference be something that, you know, got eyes on the product and got eyes on Monumental Sports Network? no, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody here. It's just weird. That's like Brady. Maybe that's a bad example because of him and Giselle's falling out. That's like Taylor Swift announcing Travis Kelce's retirement. It's just weird. It doesn't matter. It feels like a massive missed opportunity for the Capitals, and I'm more so disappointed that they were just going to leak it out to season ticket holders like, no big deal. Talk about a Friday news dump. Alex Ovechkin, according to his wife, next year going to be his last year with the Washington Capitals. We will see and keep you up to speed over the coming weeks to see whether or not that is a thing or not. A lot more to get to. Top of the 11 o'clock hour coming your way. I mentioned it briefly before we took our last break. James Wood, as we continue to talk about, 22 years old, first full season in Major League Baseball, and he currently leads the National League in home runs. And quite literally, this is no facade, no hyperbole, no exaggeration. He has been one of the best players in Major League Baseball this season. Comparing him to Jayden Daniels, Washington's rookie quarterback, is a super interesting exercise. Who will be viewed more favorably in their sport over the next 5 years? Jayden Daniels or James Wood? We'll chew on that next as the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.